When Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick's real estate venture, Strategic Property Partners, named James Nosar its first CEO back in March, that was a sure sign something big was about to happen. The remake of a 40-acre area around Amalie Arena will include an entertainment and residential district, as well as a planned USF medical school. Ashley Kreitzer is with the Tampa Bay Business Journal. She landed the first interview with Nosar since taking over SPP, and she joins me now. So, Ashley, break some news for us. Where is this going?
I think it's going a lot of exciting places. I spent a lot of time with the SPP team this week just getting to know them and seeing how they all interact now that they've moved out of their office space in Amalie Arena. They're in their own office space, Strategic Property Partners, in the Channelside Bay Plaza, and really growing up as a corporation. There were a couple of Tampa real estate veterans who had sort of laid the groundwork for this, but now they have their new CEO, James, who you said came on in March, and he has spent the last couple of months staffing up, bringing in expertise and development, financial analysts, administrative support, and really getting ready to move into that vertical construction phase.
So Nosar has been pretty busy hiring new employees, working on designs. What else should we be looking for in the coming weeks?
Right. Well, it's not just the hiring and the administrative things. Those have all been a major focus. But James, especially, his background is in retail and that street-level experience when you walk into a neighborhood. And that's particularly important here because they're not just building residential with retail on the ground level, right? That's part of it. But what they really want to do is create almost a miniature city within the heart of downtown. And to do that, they have to create a heart and soul for the development. And you're essentially building it from scratch. These are not historic buildings that already have a vibe that you're restoring. This is brand new, and it's all on them to create that vibe and that feel. So that's what they've been doing, and you do that through sort of building these storefronts, designing storefronts and streetscapes that are engaging and make people want to be in that space.
And you've mentioned in your reporting that the culture of SPP and how that might translate to this project. Explain exactly what that is.
Yeah, corporate culture is fascinating because it's something that everyone talks about, but you can't fake it. And when you spend time with people, you really get a good feel for it. And so far, this group seems very, very authentic. They all get along. They're fun. They're collaborative. But at the end of the day, they know that they are charged with doing a $2 billion real estate development, which is not a small task. So I think that they are creative and driven, and that's going to translate into this district and, you know, into making it sort of this urban mecca like you would see in an Austin or a Denver, and sort of transforming all of Tampa, really.
I guess it's too soon to say what this will look like. Probably still a number of plans still being considered, but do we have a name for this new district?
No, still no name. I think that is in the works. They're working on branding, and a lot of the design is going to drive that branding.
And do you have a feel for the timeline on construction and completion?
I don't know anything about actual buildings, but this summer the $35 million infrastructure work will begin, and that really will be the first visible sign of progress in the district, and that really is the skeleton for everything they're doing. They're going to realign the street grid, and I live in the Channel District, so I can tell you how badly some of that is needed to build some more walkable streets and create a neighborhood on the land that they have.
All right. In the meantime, Channel commuters, beware. it's about to begin. Ashley Kreitzer with the Tampa Bay Business Journal. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.